This is VOA News. The Republican U.S. President Joe Biden meets with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for the first time in Geneva on Wednesday amid deteriorating relations between the world powers. The meeting takes place in the final hours of Biden's first trip abroad as president, during which he's already attended the 47th G7 summit in the English town of Carbis Bay, as well as talks with NATO and EU leaders in Brussels. In an interview with NBC News, Russian President Vladimir Putin said U.S.-Russia ties have deteriorated to what he called their lowest point in recent years. The White House said Saturday that Biden would appear alone at a post-summit news conference on Wednesday, unlike former President Donald Trump, who addressed reporters together with Putin following their 2018 summit in Helsinki. A White House official says a solo press conference is useful for clearly communicating the meeting's content to reporters, including topics of contention as well as agreement. Hundreds of Israeli ultra-nationalists marched Tuesday in Jerusalem's Old City, which some say could threaten a fragile ceasefire with Hamas and challenge a fragile new Israeli government. Police have approved a route that will pass by the Damascus Gate but would not go through it and into the Muslim quarter. That gate is a flashpoint where Israelis and Palestinians clashed in April and May. Those clashes spread to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, a site considered holy by both Jews and Muslims. In May, tensions eventually led to Hamas launching rockets into Israel, sparking an 11-day war that left 250 Palestinians and 13 Israelis dead. Despite concerns the march would be provocative, canceling it would not have been considered politically difficult.